Let's bring him in now. This is a guy now who retired back in 2010, went off to the military back in 2013, but he decided and he's ready to give the NFL another try. Let's bring him in, Glenn Coffey. Glenn, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. And Glenn, back in 2010, you called it quits. At this point, you're 29 years old. You're going to be 30 in May. Why the return to the NFL?
A little bit of unfinished business. I've been doing yoga for the past 2 years and really working out. And I'm just a whole different athlete. And I guess, to answer your question, though, I guess I got to a certain point in age and in time, and I just felt like if I wanted to ever play football again, now was the time. And, so I've been working out and training, like I said, for 2 years, man. And people will look at my age and say, why wait so long? But I really feel like I'm 23 and believe that I can play another 5-6 years if I wanted to.
Now, your agent says you're in big-time shape, but football shape is a little different. How close do you think you are to being in football shape?
Well, luckily for me, football shape is not as strenuous as most people would think, you know. And for my position being a running back is a very natural position. It's not much that you lose mentally. And physically, I've been putting on a lot of muscle. I've been eating right, eating correct. My joints feel great. I feel loose. I'm nimble. So I really don't feel like it'll be much loss. I have to get used to getting the nicks and bruises and the little pains again. But once I get past that point, I'll be fine.
Do you feel like you're in the best shape of your life?
There was a time in my life when I was boxing and I was running 10 miles a day. So I'm not necessarily running 10 miles a day right now. But as far as being in football shape, I'm definitely past the point that I need to be at.
We're talking to Glenn Coffey. Glenn, who last played for the 49ers back in 2010, is making a return to the National Football League. Let me ask you this. You played one season in the NFL, and when you retired in the NFL, you said this, quote, I feel like it's his will, meaning God, is something that I really felt like I shouldn't have entered the NFL in the first place. Looking at that quote, what has changed?
First of all, when I look back at it, I had wanted to do other things in my life, and I kind of felt like sports in general was kind of holding me back from doing what I wanted to do. When I came up as a kid, I was a nerd, man, reading fantasy novels. I was a gamer. You know, I knew what orcs and dwarves and elves were before Lord of the Rings came out. So that's kind of my upbringing. And sports was a way for me to get my energy out. I was always athletic, and so it was easy for me to do. When I left the league, I kind of just wanted to experience life on a different level. And so for me, when I say God, that was me just following my heart. And in my opinion, God was just telling me, you know, if you really are curious about the world, if you are really are curious about the other side, whatever that side is, then pursue that. And that's what I did. So that's where my decision came from. I was watching Monday Night Football, and the 49ers were playing, and Carlos Hyde was running the ball, and he was having a great game. And I just had this thought in my head, like, man, I was really blessed with great athleticism, and God really was giving me the opportunity to express that through football. And I kind of felt, I don't want to say guilty, but it was kind of like, man, I really want to experience this before it's too late.
So did you feel like, just talking about God and everything, I do feel like personally that God sometimes takes things away from us because he's protecting us from something. Do you feel like God was protecting you from something back in 2010?
I won't say that, but I think I needed to. Actually, I'll give you that, because I felt like I needed to mature more as a person and really be grateful for the things I was blessed with. So, yeah, you can say that.
Okay. So, do you feel like your relationship got better with God after retirement?
I focused more on him. I definitely focused more on him. Football, you know, when you grow up as an athlete, when you grow up as a star athlete, a lot of things are handled for you. You know, your college is paid for. If you grow up in a bad neighborhood, a lot of the guys who are in the streets are saying, hey, man, you're a great athlete. You can make it one day. Stay away from us. Yeah. So when you look at it from that standpoint, that's just kind of what took place. That's what kind of took place with me. And it's just, I don't know, it's just something that that I'm just thankful for now that I'm still able physically to get out there and play.
So just so I'm clear, do you feel like you heard God correctly back in 2010?
Do I feel like I made the right choice? Is that kind of what you're asking?
Basically.
I do. Because like I said earlier, I just needed to mature as a person. And at the time, I wasn't thankful for the little things that I had in life. You know, when you're in professional sports, you don't have to worry about, let me see, for instance, filling up a gas tank with $100. You don't have to worry about, you know, your uncle getting laid off because you can help him get back on his feet. A friend might be going through a divorce and you can help him out with that. I never really looked at everybody else. I kind of just looked at myself. And looking back, I just felt like I was a very selfish person.
Okay. We're talking to running back Glenn Coffey. Glenn is making a return to the National Football League. So, I know at the time, back in 2010, the thought was that possibly you would be involved in ministry at some point, whether that's a pastor, whether that's whatever it could be.
Right.
Did you involve yourself in any type of ministry during that time?
Well, that was a consensus with the population, was that I was quitting to be a pastor. But for me, ministry is 24/7. So because people understood and knew that I was involved in the ministry, you know, in college and after college, you know, while I was in the league, they assumed that I was leaving to become a pastor. But that wasn't necessarily the case.
Okay. So that was kind of a misconception.
Right.
All right. So ultimately, you know, after you retire, ultimately you decided to go into the military. Why'd you make that decision?
You know, we have a country. We have a country. We're the USA. We're the U.S., you know, United States of America. And I just came to a realization that to have a country and say we have borders, you have to have a military to, you know what I'm saying, to contain those borders and to keep those borders. And so it was kind of, I don't want to make it look like I was being patriotic, but I just felt like if I was able-bodied to do it, then I should do it, if that makes sense.
That makes sense. How would you describe your time in the military?
I learned a lot and met a lot of people. I used to be kind of a loner. I'm just weird like that, man. Like I told you, I grew up a nerd, man, like a real deal nerd. And so I used to always feel kind of out of place sometimes when I was only surrounding myself with guys that played sports, because I really wanted to sit down and chat with the guys that were playing Magic cards and et cetera. Man, I got lost. I'm sorry. Whenever I talk about my nerding out, I kind of lose track of.
Understandable. So, but what was the question basically, again? You know, why the military? We talked about the military, and you know, just talk about how was your time in the military?
Oh, I got you. I'm sorry. But yeah, so I met so many different people is what I was getting at. You know, I met people who love sports. I met people who love being outdoors. I met people who love being around their family. You know, I got the whole spectrum and the whole gamma. And so for me, it was just a great opportunity just to meet people.
So it was an opportunity for meet different people.
Yeah, all walks of life in the military from all over. So it was pretty cool.
What did you learn about yourself during your time in the military?
That everybody has a story and that you can't sit back and say, I'm better than this person or I'm better than that person or I did this in my life and they didn't do this. I just learned to stop comparing myself to everybody else and realizing that really and truly, everybody is special and great in their own way. I know that sounds kind of cheesy, but I really did learn it in the military. It's above you. It's not about you. It's about the whole.
And just talking to you, you felt like the military just made you a better person.
It definitely helped with that. It definitely helped with that. I can't deny that.
So what makes you believe that you're ready mentally for the NFL?
I feel like I'm a lot stronger mentally. I think that comes with maturity. You know, I train with a group of guys right now who are getting ready for the combine and not the combines anymore, but for the NFL draft and for free agency and stuff like that. And I really, when I hear them talk, I really hear a lot of the things that I used to think was important. And the things that I used to think were important back then, I see as pitfalls now. And so for me, it'll be a lot easier for me to navigate through that world because I will see all the pitfalls before they come. And it will just make it a smoother transaction, smoother than what people may think.
Okay. And that makes sense. And that also comes with age. I mean, obviously, You're going on 30 at this point. You know, obviously, when you get a little older, you gain a little wisdom. And it sounds like you've gained that wisdom along the way through your various experiences in life. So, do you expect to get an opportunity in the NFL at this point? You are 30, and, you know, that's not usually a good number for a running back.
Right.
So, do you expect to get an opportunity?
I do. Okay. I mean, I can't lie. First and foremost, I just believe that that God has got me. I just feel like I wouldn't have been given this opportunity and I feel like it wouldn't have been put out there, you know, on social media and SportsCenter and yada yada unless it was really meant to be. I don't know. I mean, really, it's really on faith, man. I really can't sit here and say I deserve to be or I will be because of this and this. You know, it's really on faith.
All right. So just based off your belief in God, based off your faith in God, you feel like this is just what is meant to be for you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and I've been putting in work now. You know, I believe that with hard work, you can get anything. Yeah, so I just think that I think it'll be enough interest out there for me to get an invite to camp. And if I touch down on camp, it's on from there.
Okay.
So,
yeah. And to your point, faith without works is dead. So, I mean, obviously you got to put that work in. In order for God to do his part. I mean, you got to do your part in order for God to do what God's going to do.
Yep. You said it.
So we're talking to we're talking to Glenn Coffey. He's coming back to the National Football League. He's back. It's official. And he's going to try to hook on somewhere in the league. So you're hearing some good things in terms of you getting an opportunity. You're hearing, you know, just based off your confidence, I know you have the faith in God, but just in general, you just are hearing some good things in terms of you getting a chance.
I've heard enough. I'll say that much. I've heard enough.
All right. That's fair. How much football did you watch during those 7 years?
Not a lot. Not a lot at all.
All right.
I watch my favorite channels are Food Network and HGTV.
Okay. All right. So you know how to fix a few things now, and you know you like to look at houses and things of that nature.
Yeah, I just always been interested in that type of stuff, man.
So let me ask you this. Is any of this comeback, is any of it financial?
Some of it is financial. I want to, after being out in the world, I want to be what you would call a permaculturist. It just stands for permanent agriculture. And I want to farm, man. I want to kind of be off the grid.
All right.
You know, so, yeah.
That's not a bad thing. That's most definitely not a bad thing, especially with some of the things that's in the food nowadays. So, I mean, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
So you see yourself at some point being like self-sustaining in terms of food.
Definitely. Definitely. I want to know how to grow things. I want to know how to butcher animals. I want to be able to fix things. You know, I really want to be able to teach my kids, activities and things that I deem important for real living. Not to say other people aren't living, but I just don't want to, I don't want my kids to think that the 9-to-5 lifestyle is the only way that the only way they can go. You know, I want them to see there's other options out there.
For sure. Most definitely there is. A lot of options out there, yeah. Out there in this beautiful world, man. You just got to go get it. And
yeah. And
thinking about that, obviously you went out and chased some of the great things in this world. And obviously, you know, after chasing some of the great things in this world, you're returning back to the game of football. And that's a great thing, man. And I know it's something – you know, you're very looking forward to, and you feel like ultimately you can pull off. Hypothetically speaking, if you would have stayed in the National Football League, how good would you have been?
I would eventually find myself in a starting role.
Okay.
After that, I don't know, but eventually I would end up starting somewhere.
What did that 1 year of football teach you in terms of football on the field?
That in the NFL, in comparison to college, people make a lot less mistakes, and so you have to become more of a backyard football player. You have to be able to break that tackle in the NFL that you wouldn't necessarily have to break in college because that player wasn't there. You know, people don't miss gap assignments in the NFL. So you have to call on more of yourself to make plays happen.
Sounds good. So let's get out of here on this. Let me ask you this. What would a 30-year-old Glenn Coffey say to a 23-year-old Glenn Coffey?
Life is not about you. It's about those around you, and then building up the people around you. They will help in turn build yourself up and strengthen community.
Okay.
And those words alone, I think, would have put everything in perspective for me.
Sounds good. So basically what you're saying is just, you know, based off your religious teachings, it sounds like basically what you're saying is the Jesus way, if you will, because this is the way Jesus lived. Jesus was all about others and not himself.
Yeah, you said it. You said it, man.
All right. Glenn, absolute pleasure talking to you. Wish you nothing but the best of luck. Can't wait to see you on the football field in 2017.
Thank you. It was definitely a blast talking to you. I really enjoyed it.
Likewise. Take care of yourself.
You too, man.